Living well.
Screen time. Mammograms can detect breast cancer early when it's most treatable. By Beth W. Ornstein. 1 in 8 women in the United States will develop breast cancer during their lifetimes, according to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. But breast cancer is most successfully treated if caught early, which is why screening is so important, says Jean Warner, director of the Tiana O'Brien Center for Women's Imaging at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore. In fact, death rates from breast cancer have declined over the past 30 years, in part due to better screening and early detection. At what age should a woman begin regular mammography screenings? I recommend annual screenings starting at 40 for all average-risk women, as does the American College of Radiology, ACR, and the Society of Breast Imaging, SBI, Warner says. We do so because this recommendation will result in saving the most lives from breast cancer. Women may be confused by different screening guidelines from groups such as the American Cancer Society and the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. But if you read the fine print in the other groups' recommendations, they all agree that starting mammograms at 40 saves the most lives, Warner adds. She also supports a new recommendation by ACR and SBI that all women have a risk assessment performed by 30. Once we know what your risk is, we can give you a personalized schedule. If women are found to be at higher risk, they should take a personalized approach to their breast cancer screenings. Risk levels. Women are at average risk if they are older than 40 and do not have any other risk factors. Warner says women are at higher risk if they have a personal history of breast cancer, a strong family history of breast cancer, a genetic mutation in themselves or close family members that is known to increase the risk of breast cancer, such as the BRCA gene. Women of Jewish Ashkenazi heritage and African American women are at higher risk of having the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations. Had radiation therapy to the chest area before 30. Black women are at higher risk of developing deadly breast cancers and may want to begin screening sooner, Warner says. According to Breast Cancer Prevention Partners, BCPP, African American women who have breast cancer have a 31% mortality rate, the highest rate of any U.S. racial or ethnic group. BCPP also says African American women younger than 45 have a higher incidence of breast cancer than white women younger than 45. Women who are at high risk also may want to undergo magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, in combination with mammograms, Warner says. The age to begin screening with MRI depends on risk factors. Recently, ACR and SBI also recommended that women previously diagnosed with breast cancer have MRI screenings. As for when to stop screening, patients should continue with annual mammograms until they reach an age where their other medical problems would make the benefit of screening not worth it. If the patient's life expectancy is longer than 5 to 7 years, then we would consider continuing screening, Warner says. As with the starting age, you have to decide on a personal basis and consider the woman's other health factors. She recommends digital breast tomosynthesis, DBT, also called 3D mammography, for screening mammograms. The majority of imaging facilities are converting to this technology, and more insurers are covering it. DBT uses an X-ray tube that moves in an arc, imaging the breast tissue in clear, thin slices, making it much harder for cancer to hide. Beth W. Ornstein of Northampton, Pennsylvania, is a freelance medical writer and regular contributor to Living Well. 1.7 million. Coronavirus vaccines administered in the United States per day as of February 18th. 100 million. Biden administration's goal of vaccines administered in first 100 days in office by April 29th. 80%. herd immunity reached by November 17th, if the federal government and states maintain the pace. Coffee as a curative. Coffee in the right amounts is better for us than believed. Health writer Mary Von Ayu concludes from recent studies. According to researchers at Sungkyun Kwan University in South Korea, regular coffee drinkers have less risk of heart disease, and those who consumed 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day were less likely to see a prevalence of coronary artery calcium or early signs of heart disease, Von Ayu reports. A study at the University of Southern California found that coffee can reduce the odds of developing colorectal cancer by 26% for the casual coffee drinker, and up to 50% for people who drink more than 2.5 cups a day. Another study from Portugal shows that coffee drinkers have up to a 65% lower risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. And studies in the United States and Italy found that people who drink 4 or more cups a day have as much as an 80% lower risk of cirrhosis, especially the type brought on from alcohol consumption, Von Ayu says. Your Guide to Protein Sources, Health and Fitness by Jennifer Campbell. Editor's Note: before starting a new diet or strenuous physical activities, be sure to get clearance from your primary care physician. As a personal trainer, I am often asked, how much protein should I be consuming? Veterans, clients, athletes, and others also seek recommendations about the best types of protein. According to the USDA recommended daily allowance, adults should consume 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day, or about 0.36 gram per pound. For example, an adult weighing 200 pounds should have around 72 grams of protein each day. Other factors to consider for a protein goal include age, activity level, health history, and dietary preferences or restrictions. Before you start packing more protein into your diet, know that there are many sources. Beef, poultry, and pork, as well as dairy and eggs, provide high-quality protein, but so can plant foods. Whole grains, beans, legumes, nuts, seeds, and vegetables are great, healthy sources of protein. When do you need a protein supplement? It's always best to check with a doctor or registered dietitian, but there are instances when adding a protein supplement may be beneficial. Consider it when you are still growing. Adolescents need more protein to fuel workouts because their bodies are still growing and use more protein in general. Starting to exercise. If you are just starting to work out or embarking on a new challenge like the American Legion's 100 Miles for Hope, you'll require more protein than normal. Intensifying workouts. If you normally work out for half an hour a few times a week but are training for a half marathon, your body will need more protein. Recovering from injury. Protein is critical in healing sports injuries. Going vegan. People who pursue a vegan or vegetarian lifestyle eliminate a number of common protein sources from their diet. Here are some common types of protein supplements. Whey protein. This is a mixture of globular proteins isolated from whey, the liquid material created as a byproduct of cheese production from milk. Whey is the most popular form of powdered protein and is fast digesting. Casein protein. Similar to whey, casein is extracted from milk, but it's a slow digesting protein with a slow release of amino acids into the bloodstream, making it a very efficient nutrient supply. Soy protein. This is a complete protein providing all the essential amino acids and important in many vegetarian and vegan diets. It's made from soybean meal that has been dehulled and defatted. Plant-based proteins. Rice and pea proteins are the most common plant-based proteins and are whey and soy-free. They are also a good vegan option. Rice protein is high in the sulfur-containing amino acids cysteine and methionine, Pea protein is low in cysteine and methionine, but high in lysine, making the combination a superior amino acid profile that is comparable to dairy or egg proteins, but without the potential for common allergies or intestinal issues. Army veteran Jennifer Campbell is a certified personal trainer with a master's degree in nutrition education. She works with veterans and civilians, from elite athletes to those just starting their fitness journeys. She is the commander of American Legion Post 43 in Hollywood, California. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems.